Aleishur Chelek Beis Daf Pei Daled Paragraph Gimel. Me'ata nachzor lishel aseino. So we come back to the question we posed at the beginning. Lama anachnu bifnim yuseinu kol kach rechokim ha'tira? Why we inside are so distant from the Torah she'kriva yirene kol kach? The Torah which is so close to us, as we say, like Hakadosh Baruch Hu is close. Ve'lama inenu nemishachim elea ve'el avida? Why are we not drawn to Torah and to avida kevarzel achrei even ha'sheves? Like iron is drawn to a magnet, kevitui ha-mesilas ha-shirim, as the Mesilas ha-shirim expresses it. Me'ata teshuvai chosecha sumara. Having seen paragraph base above, the answer is unequivocal and bitter. Loi zacha zarahimenu. Regarding the zeir around the Arin HaKodesh, and Rabbi Yochanan said, zacha nasez lo zeir. If the person purifies himself, it becomes a crown. Otherwise, it's alien from him. And that's the answer. Lo yizachinu adayin. Ein anachnu bivchinas vezach yashar po aloi. We're not yet at that level that the Pasuk in Mishlei expresses as vezach yashar po aloi. Lizdakeich anu tzerichim. What one needs to do is to purify oneself. V'inei al ze ba'u chazal bivraisa be'avois be'egvav. And the brass says, G'dayla tira yosemina kiwuna umina malachuz. Tira is greater than kiwuna malachuz. Shemalachuz niknes bishloishim ma'alis. A 30 whatever characteristics of royalty, the kihuna be 24, there are 24 matnois kihuna, but the Torah nikness be 40 ushmina dvarim. There are 48 elements, let's call them, of Torah. The Chazal monim shem kol hamidois tavois kula. The Chazal enumerate these 48 elements, which are really midois tavois. Baze alenu lasek be gishtenu limud Torah. That's what one has to be involved in approaching limud Torah. One should know full well. The more we acquire of these 48 things, the closer we will be to the Torah, to the point where it becomes a crown over one's head. So something new, a novelty, and a novel insight into these 48 elements, or midois tavois, we find in the Midrash. The Midrash begins by quoting the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ma'ayan ganim ba'ir ma'im chayim. It speaks about water, a well. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Memches pa'amim kasu b'Torah ba'ir ba'ir. 48 times the Torah speaks about a ba'ir, keneged memches dvarim shenitna ba'im ha'Torah. Corresponding to these 48 midois elements with which one acquires Torah. That's the allusion in this pasuk in Shir HaShirim. And the author points out what this novelty is. Each one of these 48 elements in that brisa is a welling with water. This is not meant literally. It's an expression that alludes to a very high concept. When it comes to Toldos and Yitzchak Avinu is digging and the Plishtim are filling up these wells, the Ramban there says famously, he says that this is an allusion to the Bate Mikdash. The first two that were destroyed are the ones that the Plishtim filled up. The third one is the one that will be in the future. Ki be'er ma'im chayim yirmoiz leves Elokim, says the Ramban. A well, in that when Torah speaks about a well of water, a spring of water, it's a reference, and a hidden reference to the Beis HaMikdash, anu mekoyim ha-shechina, where the Shechina dwells. Vechan, here in this midrash in Shir HaShirim, ro'er Rabbi Yochanan b'zeremez le'mim chesdava. He associates this be'er ma'im chayim in the Pasuk with these 48 elements with which one acquires Torah. Harei kol echad ma'milches v'inyan ha'chifer be'er shemimena nuvas kedusha. Each one of these 48 elements in the brisa is like digging a well from which kedusha springs forth. Uve'er ma'im chayim zois. This be'er ma'im chayim misachedes im ayan ganim shi ha'Torah. It unifies, it joins with the wellspring, which is the Torah. Ushten noizlim min levanoin, as the pasuk ends. Both of them flow from Levanoin and Levanoin ala Beis HaMikdash, as the Midrash, another Midrash says. Levanoin is a reference to Beis HaMikdash. הדברים מסוימים לכאורה, it may appear a bit obscure initially, כי מעלה לתורה המעיין להזדקק אוי לבאר של מידס דבויס, why should the Torah, which is described as a well, as a spring, why does it still need a be'er, a well, which are the midos tevois? ומה זה ששתי נזלים ממקום השכינה? Why are they described as flowing from the abode of the שכינה? אכן הדברים נפלאים. Really, the answer is wondrous. וכדי להבינם עלינו לבטל ההנחה שהתורה נלמדת רק מספרים. In order to understand these things, we need to first of all negate the assumption that Torah is learned from books. וכל מה שאדם יודע יסר ספרים, the more a person knows books, יסר גדול ובתירה. That's an assumption that one has to eradicate. הן בוודאי ליגריס צריך מתוך ספר. There are two elements, at least, of learning Torah. One, Chazal called ligris, which is to learn the raw material. Rav Kahana in Shabbos makes this point. The basic raw material in their time, it was to learn all the Mishnahs and all the Brises, to have them at your fingertips. That's called ligrois. And that is to be done, well, from a sefer be'ameinu, certainly. It's done from books. Ach lemisbar, the second element, svara, muchach adam me'atzmoi. That is to, well, the understanding of it, the connections, the analysis, the svara, that must come from the person. על השאלה, regarding the question, מהיכן לומד אברהם את התורה? Where did he learn Torah from, to the point where he could fulfill it? השיב חז"ל, מעצמוי לומד תורה. He learned it from within himself. ויש לנו לדעת, we have to know, כי עד היום, תלמיד חכם אמיתי לומד תורה, מעצמוי. To this very day, this is true. A true תלמיד חכם learns Torah from within himself. אלא שאברהם אבינו עליו השלום היה צריך ללמוד כל תרי"ג מצוות מעצמוי, כי לא היה לו רב. Avram had to go further, he had to learn all Tariag mitzvot from within himself because he didn't have a worthy teacher. ואנחנו כבר מוצאים לפנינו תורה שבכסב, תורה שבעל פה, we have a head start. We find much Torah שבכסב and Torah שבעל פה in front of us. אבל אחרי כל היינו בספרים. But even so, after all the eon that one does, all the learning, אם האדם אינו מגיע למסבר מעצמו, if the person doesn't reach this level, where he has the svara that it comes from within himself, עדיין אינו תמיד חכם. He is not yet a Talmid Chacham. Ketzad adam lomed Torah me'atzmoy? How is it that a person learns Torah from within himself? Ve'ich efshar lelomda me'atzmoy? How is it possible in the first place? Harei lamadnu b'schilas dvarinu. We learned at the beginning. Ke ha'tira v'aneshama shorash shteinu begovim erumim. The Torah and the Neshama intertwined above. Their root is in the same place. Uvischuna chasna, where we said there that they are like a key and a lock. They fit one another. We're created to work together. They come from the same source. Ve'oir ha'Torah magia es adam el ginzei merumim. The light of the Torah raises the person. Oir ze eino kasu meforash basfarim. That light isn't written, it's not explicit there in the Sforim. Ha'adam be'oskoi ba'Torah tzach lilmod yosei me'atzmoi ad hayoim. A person involved in the Torah still needs to learn it and release that light to this very day. Laze tzrichim li'pasach lalomed ma'ayonos ha'chuma be'zoch liboy. For this, what needs to happen is that the wellsprings of wisdom within the person's heart have to open. She's kele ma'ayan ganim. Again, to earn this, what the pasuk in Shir Hashirim calls the spring of water. Kitzad adam yachol liftoch ma'ayanos ele bezoch atzmoy. How does that happen? How does he open them? Halo enzo havana peshuta bechuchos atzmeinu. It's not a superficial understanding of oneself. Kelo ma'ayan shev mima b'makor amoik. When you speak about a wellspring, it's something that draws its water from a deep source, ולא מעל השטח, not something that comes from the surface. על זה באים חזל. This is another answer to our question above. That's why חזל tell us, להעמיד עיסנו כי מעיינו יש אלה חופיר האדם בשך ליבוי. These wellsprings are dug by the person in his heart על ידי קניין הממחס מידויס. By acquiring these ממחס מידויס in the brass epikia voice, שכל אחס מני באר מים חיים. Each of which, Rabbi Yochanan calls a באר מים חיים, וכאשר באר המידויס פסוחה. This is the answer to our question. When the well of midois is open, נויבה לשיחה מעיין התורה. What flows into it is the wellspring of Torah. The Torah, the spring, flows into the well that the person has dug by cultivating midois devois. הן כל עוד שמידויס ראויס מגננוס בלב האדם. As long as midois ראויס fester within the person, מעיין חוכמסוי ססום. The wellspring of his wisdom is blocked. V'chol midat tuiva shu koine. Poisachas es ha'mayan b'midas ma. Every good midat the person acquires opens this well
wellspring to some extent. V'inenu mevinim, we understand. Ilu zachinu liknos le'avshenu kol memches midois. If we achieve a kinyan of all 48 midois, hayisabe'er nishmesenu kol kach pesucha, the well within our neshama would be so open, so wide, and so capacious, she'ini yechulim le'mod me'atzmenu kol ha'tora kula, to the point where we would be able to learn from within ourselves the entire Torah, v'zeis ha'isam edagas avraham avinu alav shalem. That was his achievement. כאשר רבן יוחנן בן זכאי מונה שבחם של 15 תלמידיו, המשנה פרקי אבות, when רבי יוחנן בן זכאי was enumerating the praise of his five primary disciples, אומר אל רבי אלעזר בן ערך שהוא מעיין המסגבר, he described his greatest תלמיד, רבי אלעזר בן ערך, as a spring flowing stronger and stronger. אחר כך בוחן את התלמידים. By the way, the author here is telling you פשט in the Mishnah. If you read the Mishnah, it's not so obvious what he's saying over here, but this is his pshat between the lines, that he tested his Talmidim, im ayu mutba'im be'oysan techunois, she'alein mevuseses ma'alasam, whether they were imprinted, literally, with those properties upon which their achievements were based. Ve'omar lehim, so this is what the test was, tse'u uru ezoi derech toiva shidbak ba ha'adam. What is the correct path, the overall path that a person should cleave to? V'kavar Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, the one who was the greatest and described as the flowing spring, he said that the correct path is Lev Toiv. Harei k'delios ma'ayan mizgabetz, it just corroborates what we said above. To be a wellspring which is growing and flowing stronger all the time, tzarech lios ba Lev Toiv, which is a description of the Memches Midois. K'shalevu klil kol ha'midois ha'tovois, when the heart is a composite of all the midos tovois. Hunia be'er mayim chayim, it becomes this wellspring of living waters, shekoichos ha'neshama ha'kadoisha mefachim ba, where the powers of the neshama just flow strongly. Ulsoich be'er zoi nozel ma'ayan ha'tira, it's into this well that the spring of Torah flows, lechadesh chidushim le'afsaka, gives a person the ability just to be mechadesh chidushim. Hein, this is Rabbi Yochanan's statement, zacha, Naseis loy zeir. When a person becomes zach, when he purifies himself, when he acquires midos tovois, then the Torah becomes a crown for him. Harei shetei avodes elu mutalois al mi sherotzei lizkos ha'Torah. These are the two primary objectives or requirements of he who wishes to earn Torah. Yegi'as ha'Torah yachad im yegi'as kinyan midos tovois. One is to toil in Torah together with the toil of acquiring midos tovois. Uv amal sheten yachad yetzlich bezas Hashem. When he toils in both of them simultaneously, then he will succeed. Adkan.